You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Out near Manukau by the Mangere Stonefields is the Ihumutau Peninsula, one of Auckland's oldest settlements and a uniquely historic and spiritual place to iwi and their whakapapa. Recently, by grant of the environmental courts, this land could be used as special housing units to build homes by Fletcher Development. The Soul Movement, Save Our Unique Land campaign, is led by Mana Whenua members whose family have resided there for many generations. I had the pleasure of speaking with Parnell Newton of the petition and the campaign, who gave me some insight into the historic land as well as a reclamation festival happening later on in the year.
So the land at Ihumutau, in which we are trying to protect and preserve, is a historical, cultural and heritage landscape. And the story of the Whenua stretches all the way back over 1,000 years to when the earliest Māori settlers were occupying the land there. And so this landscape really speaks to the beginnings of our nations, and the archaeologists describe the space to be the place where Polynesians became Māori. They also describe the space as New Zealand Stonehenge because of the rich stone walls that are located throughout this landscape. It's also significant because it was there that Māori heavily cultivated the land. And of course, the infamous Raupatu of 1863, where our people were ejected off their whenua and their lands were stolen. It was at Ihumutau that those Raupatu began, and which led to the greatest war for New Zealand, which were the Waikato Wars. So yeah, this land holds a lot of significance. It's quite a spiritual place and has a lot of history and significance.
So what is the mission of the Soul Movement?
So our campaign mission is to protect and preserve the Puketapapa block in Ihumutau from development. So Fletcher Building Limited have plans to build a 480 housing development on this land.
Yep.
And we're doing everything in our power to oppose that, so that we can have this land as a public open space, as a green reserve, to be able to tell the stories and the significance of this place.
Yes.
And have it for all New Zealanders to enjoy.
Absolutely, yeah. So is that the vision of the Mana Whenua?
I know I have my personal vision for this land, and the campaign, you know, the vision is to protect and preserve it from development. The Mana Whenua have never had the opportunity to discuss or consider a vision for that whenua, because it's been privately held for 156 years after it was stolen from them. And, you know, along with all these, you know, discriminative legislation, Māori have never been given the opportunity to have a say regarding that whenua.
Mm-hmm.
And so through our mission to protect and preserve this land, we hope to give Mana Whenua the opportunity to decide for themselves what this whenua could be.
Yes, yes. And so what has the response been from both sides, from whānau, from friends, and what has the response been on the other side of the opposition as well?
Yeah, so we've received a lot of positive responses from whānau, friends, and members of the community, as well as nationally. So when we first started this campaign, alongside my cousin, we decided that we would do everything in our power to oppose this development. And whānau have really rallied behind us to support what we're doing. If we look at our petitions over the years, over 1,000 whānau members signed our first one.
Oh, wow.
And as I'm looking through the register now of our current petition, you know, these numbers are climbing.
That's amazing.
And I believe that, you know, over the duration of this campaign, our numbers and our support just keeps growing. So yeah, very you know, the support has been overwhelming, and because of all that support, the land after 3.5 years has remained undisturbed. So yeah, very positive. Lots of allies coming out of the woodworks to support our campaign.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we were connecting in solidarity with other Indigenous groups around the world fighting against similar issues.
Great.
And yeah, it motivates us.
Yeah, absolutely. So another part of this thing that I was reading about the story is the Otumatu, the Reclamation Festival. Can you tell me a little bit about what is being planned?
So on the 2nd of March, we're holding an Ihumata Reclamation Festival at the contentious site to raise awareness and gather signatures for our petition in order to protect and preserve this whenua. What might come as a shock is that what's happening out at Ihumata remains largely outside the consciousness of most Aucklanders.
Okay,
and
yeah.
So we need to increase awareness around what is happening out there and really garner some more support and support from people to come to Ihumata and defend the land when the time comes.
Definitely. I think it's something that Aucklanders should really get behind and rally. And I believe there's also a talk of the petition. You're delivering it or conveying it down to Wellington, is that right?
Yes, on the 11th of March, we plan to march on to Parliament to submit our petition. And we're hoping to get as many people there as possible to support the whānau in making that submission.
So what is the best way for people to get involved and promote this festival and the protests?
Yeah, no, it's really easy for people to get involved. Look us up on Facebook, Save Our Unique Landscape, get in touch with us. We have a lot of activities planned over the next coming months. Get behind our working bees. Write to your local MPs and your councillors. Get the message out there. Have a conversation about what's going on, because this is a really important issue that all New Zealanders should get behind. You know, this what's happening out at Ihumata is not a standalone issue, and it's not isolated to the community of Māngere or the hapū and whānau of Ihumata. What is happening out at Ihumata goes against, our democratic rights, breaches Indigenous rights, and it goes to the heart of our democracy in that it's failing the whānau out there, and it's failing our history and our heritage, and that the way that the law is set up does not offer enough protection for such significant sites. And so I think New Zealanders really need to get behind Ihumata and support the kaupapa there.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.